For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Kajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store, and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting, and soon the cases will speak differently, more focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
What a comeback for the New York Knicks.
5.7 left. No timeouts remaining. Ananobi is handed the ball. Finds Brunson at midcourt. Launches a straight on three. Missed it short. Tip by Ananobi. He put it in. Ananobi put it in. The Knicks take the lead with 1.2 to go.
Ananobi, it's not over.
Out of nowhere. You heard it on the Knicks radio network. They were down 29. Came all the way back to defeat the Spurs 107-106. Ananobi ended with 33 points. Jalen Brunson was the leading scorer of the game. Ended with 36 points. New York now leads the series 3-1. Game 5 will be back in San Antonio on Saturday. In baseball, the White Sox held on 2-1 against the Braves. Chicago is now in first place in the AL Central. The A's defeated the Brewers 4-3, and the Pirates came back to take down the Dodgers 9-8.
Dodger Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch a Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, touch a Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch a Paso.
Vicky Silva is your North County real estate professional with over 40 years of real estate experience in Paso Robles and the surrounding North County communities. Selling your home can be a life-altering experience, so it's important that the sale is handled with care and professionalism. Let Vicky Silva take care of it all for you. Give her a call today at RE/MAX Parkside in Paso Robles, 805-610-2650. Vicky Silva, 610-2650.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, men's and women's Wrangler Western shirts 20% off. 15% off Wolverine work boots. And at D&J, you'll find sleeping bags, tents, camp stoves, backpacking equipment, and more. And right now, the original Levi 501 jeans at the amazing price of just $54.95. And of course, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, June 11th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
San Luis Obispo man arrested for alleged domestic violence incident. Tickets go on sale for Phil Wickham at California Mid-State Fair tomorrow. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 72 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. San Luis Obispo police responded to a call yesterday morning about a suspected domestic violence incident. SLO police say the call came in at about 11 a.m. from a concerned citizen, suspecting that the incident occurred in a residence at the 300 block of South Street. Officers located a female victim and began investigating. They determined a felony domestic battery occurred by suspect Jeremy Ault, who had fled before officers arrived. Ault returned to the area and entered the residence where the victim was. Officers responded and began negotiating with him to surrender. The female victim was able to leave the residence during these negotiations. Ault eventually exited the residence at about 1:15 p.m. and was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail for felony domestic battery. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park will kick off this Thursday, June 11th. Concerts in the Park continue weekly on Thursday nights through August 20th, except for July 2nd and the 23rd. Kicking off the 2026 season at 6 p.m. tonight will be Mini Nova, a Central Coast band performing Latin rock, soul, and jazz music. Concerts in the Park features great music, food, drinks, and an energetic environment in the downtown city park. Tickets go on sale for Phil Wickham at California Mid-State Fair tomorrow. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Tickets will go on sale this Friday, June 12th, for another act at the California Mid-State Fair's Concert Series. Phil Wickham will perform Sunday, July 19th, in the Chumash Grandstand Arena, with special guest Bodie opening the show. Wickham is a Grammy-nominated worship artist whose songs are performed in churches around the world. The Grammy-nominated album, I Believed, reached number one on Billboard's Top Christian Albums chart in 2024. His platinum-certified singles include This Is Amazing Grace, Living Hope, and Battle Belongs. The California Mid-State Fair runs July 15th through July 26th. The City of Atascadero's Summer Movies in the Park series will be starting this Saturday, June 13th, and will return once again August 29th. Movies are family-friendly and will begin about 15 minutes after sunset at Colony Park Softball Field No. 2, 5599 Traffic Way. Before the movie will be a variety of fun games and activities for the whole family at 7 p.m. The movie this Saturday will be Zootopia 2, a sequel to Disney's Zootopia, where Judy Hopps and Nicholas Wilde unravel a conspiracy about the origins of Zootopia. On August 29th will be the movie Footloose. Ren McCormick moves from Chicago to a small Midwestern town and faces an uphill battle as he discovers the town has made dancing and rock music illegal. Both movies are free to enjoy for the community. Central Coast candidate for State Insurance Commissioner Stacey Korsgaden officially announced her resignation and concession. Stacey's post says, after the latest ballot returns, it is clear that there is no path to the general election for my campaign. She says that she is deeply humbled for the opportunity to run. She, however, also offers a word of caution, saying, quote, the next insurance commissioner will inherit one of the most consequential jobs in state government. The insurance system is broken. What should be a stable industry serving policyholders has been damaged by political mismanagement and a lack of respect for market forces. She concludes her statement by saying, quote, I remain committed to advocating for policies that serve the people of California and protect the promise of this great state. As of this morning, Stacey has received 1.2 million votes. Once again, election results were updated by the County Clerk Recorder's Office yesterday evening. In the District 2 supervisor race, James D'Antona continues to lead against Michael Aaron Woody. D'Antona leads by about 1,000 votes. Jimmy Paulding leads the District 4 race by about 1,600 votes now. According to the Clerk Recorder's unprocessed ballot report, about 1,700 votes remain to be counted. The next results are expected tonight by 6 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Angels beat the Astros 3-2, the Athletics over the Brewers 4-3, the Pirates beat the Dodgers 9-8, the Giants over the Nationals 11-10, Padres beat the Reds 5-4, the Yankees over the Guardians 8-4. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Pirates. In California news, An Oroville cult leader was sentenced to 225 years to life in prison for sexually abusing young girls in Butte County. The jury convicted 59-year-old Sansu Vang on multiple sex crime charges. Prosecutors say Vang founded the cult in Wisconsin before relocating followers to several locations, eventually settling in Oroville. His charges are three counts of rape involving girls and women within the religious organization he led, alongside eight counts of child molestation. A California socialite, Rebecca Grossman, has been ordered by a Los Angeles jury to pay $21 million in punitive damage to the parents of two young brothers who died when her car struck them in a hit-and-run collision. The incident occurred September 2020, where Grossman was driving recklessly, drinking margaritas with former Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Scott Erickson. Erickson was driving a separate vehicle, and he did not hit the boys, but Grossman's vehicle hit and killed them. The California court system released a memorial for Jake Deere, who served as chief supervising attorney of the California Supreme Court. He died on Friday, June 5th, at the age of 69. Local news was sponsored by the Audubon in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Last week, the USDA confirmed the first animal case of the New World screwworm in the United States. Since that time, other cases have emerged. The parasitic fly is a serious pest of livestock and wildlife. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the USDA is leading a coordinated One Health response to combat New World screwworm and says additional innovative solutions are in the works.
This morning, we received an update from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The massive facility we're building in Moore, the production facility, we broke ground just a couple of months ago, expecting to reach in the hundreds of millions of additional sterile flies by mid-next year. We are advancing our next-generation tools and technologies. Last year, USDA launched our New World Screwworm Grand Challenge, investing up to $100 million in innovative solutions from the private sector to strengthen eradication efforts and expand sterile fly production. Later this week, we will begin rolling out some of those innovations coming out week by week by week. The U.S. Livestock Insects Research Laboratory here in Kerrville are the teams that developed a novel strain for the sterile New World screwworm that doubles production output that we will soon be deploying.
In Mexico and Central America, more than 185,000 New World screwworm cumulative cases have been reported in animals.
Every summer, smart cattle buyers turn to Superior Livestock for volume, quality, and selection. June 16th and 17th, Superior's Corn Belt Classic Video Auction heads to South Sioux City, Nebraska. More than 70,000 head of calves, yearlings, and bred stock will sell over two big days. See every lot in high-quality video and bid online from anywhere. Register today at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock has been a leader in livestock marketing for nearly 40 years. Don't miss the Corn Belt Classic, June 16th and 17th.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed multiple cases of New World screwworm cases in Texas this month. The flesh-eating pest was eradicated from North America decades ago, but made a resurgence in Mexico beginning in November 2024. It poses a significant threat to cattle and can also affect other livestock, wildlife, and pets, and in rare cases, people. The reemergence of the New World screwworm in the United States after 60 years will have an immediate impact on farmers and ranchers in the affected areas, American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said in a statement. We are confident that the long-standing coordination between the states and USDA will enable a quick response and hopefully limit the negative impacts and resulting market volatility. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports there is a hit and run with no injuries on the northbound US 101 just south of the Santa Barbara Road off-ramp in Atascadero. CHP has a unit at the scene. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s, west-southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies this weekend into Wednesday next week, partly cloudy on Thursday. Upper 80s Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday, low 90s on Monday and Tuesday, mid-80s Wednesday, 78 a week from today. Currently, it is 70 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are gaining as traders look beyond the Iran conflict and another disappointing report on inflation. The producer price index, prices at the wholesale level, rose 1.1% last month, up 6.5% for the year ending in May, and up 4.9% on an annual basis, excluding food and energy. Crude oil prices are moderating at $92 a barrel for Brent crude, $89 for West Texas Intermediate. Oracle shares are down more than 11%. Its quarter was stronger than predicted, but Oracle revealed huge spending plans to build out artificial intelligence. Volkswagen says it's planning thousands of job cuts in Germany by the end of the year, approximately 19,000 positions eliminated. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
At RE/MAX Success, we believe success means more than transactions. Since 2020, along with Success Charities, we've raised over $385,000 and donated back into our local communities. And yes, everyone's watching the market, and it's starting to heat up. Timing matters, strategy matters, and experience matters. Now is the time to connect with your trusted real estate professional. RE/MAX, voted #1 most trusted real estate agents. RE/MAX Success. here for your future.
Looking for a foot pain solution that doesn't cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars? Get the right fit at Tackins Shoes. Tackins has the latest Atrix 3D foot scanning technology available in-store, and it's free. In just minutes, their knowledgeable team will scan your foot to identify your size, pressure points, and arch type, so you get insoles built for your feet for real comfort that lasts all day. Tackins Shoes at the corner of 8th and Spring in Paso, or on Marsh Street in Slo, across from Wells Fargo.
The right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. And remember that the Red Scooter Deli, two locations on 6th Street, and of course, right next to the pet department. And they're open now 8 to 7 on Thursdays, that's today, so you can plan dinner for Music in the Park. Use promo code KPRL for 15% off your order on, just go online, redscooterdeli.com, or you can call ahead, 805-237-1794.
Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers 6 wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rinse. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash. Paso Robles.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today's story is about an Old West shootout involving brothers. Now, this shootout was a factor in another shootout months later involving another set of brothers. Confused? Stick around, we'll sort it out. It was Friday evening, June 10, 1881. After a tough week at work robbing the Benson stage, Bill Leonard and Harry Head were relaxing with a few drinks at the local saloon. Three sheets to the wind, Bill Leonard started talking about a grudge he had with the Hazlitt brothers, Ike and Bill, and how he was going to just settle it by killing both of them. Bill was so vocal that it was but a short time when the Hazlitt brothers heard about the threats. Now, the Hazlitt brothers weren't people to trifle with, and they decided as long as there's going to be a shootout, it was going to take place on their terms, not Bill Leonard's. So the Hazlitt brothers waited nearby for Bill and Harry to leave the drinking establishment. When the stage robbers got within 50 yards, the Hazlitts jumped up and began shooting. Bill Leonard was shot just below the heart, and Harry Head was shot in the stomach. As Harry was running away, the Hazlitt brothers put 6 more bullets in him. And that ended Bill's plan of killing the Hazlitts. Now, there was a $1,200 reward on the heads of the Benson stage robbers, but the Hazlitts never collected a dime. You see, there was a third stage robber. When he heard about the death of his friends, he got a bunch of cowboys together and they went after the Hazlitts. Joe Hazlitt ended up with 7 holes in his body, which was nothing compared to Bill's dozen plus holes. Oh yes, earlier I said this gunfight was a factor in a gunfight involving another group of brothers? Well, you'll just have to come back tomorrow for that story. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Your summer plans just got a cash upgrade. It's Beach Bucks Bonanza every Thursday in June attaching. from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Four winners every hour can score up to $1,500 in tap cash. Whoa! Or up to $5,000 cash in a gas certificate. Right. Then at 8 p.m., one guest could win up to $25,000 cash. Play slots and table games to earn entries and make your summer pay you back. Beach Bucks Bonanza only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort.
Is this a sign you need a sign? The Blue Printer and Graphics in downtown Paso Robles can help your business be seen. In addition to flyers, business cards, invitations, wine club signups, and blueprints, the Blue Printer and Graphics offers vinyl banners, PVC, chloroplast, and metal signs, as well as full-color posters. Check out their new website at pasoblue.com. That's pasoblue.com. And be seen with the Blue Printer and Graphics in downtown Paso Robles.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com. Don't forget to order your party platters for graduation or Father's Day from the Red Scooter Deli.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Election results were updated by the County Clerk Recorder's Office yesterday evening. In the District 2 Supervisor race, James D'Antona continues to lead against Michael Aaron Woody by about 1,000 votes. Jimmy Paulding leads the District 4 race by about 1,600 votes. About 17,000 votes remain to be counted. The next results are expected tonight by 6 p.m. The City of Atascadero's Summer Movies in the Park series will be starting this Saturday, June 13th, and will return again on August 29th. Movies are family-friendly and will begin about 15 minutes after sunset at Colony Park Softball Field 2-2, 55 at 99 at Traffic Way. The movie this Saturday will be Zootopia 2. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s. It's 72 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says there will be more bombing in Iran tonight.
It'll be a bigger, more powerful.
The president on Fox and Friends.
They're really in submission. They just don't know it yet.
He says he'd prefer to capture Karg Island and Iran's main oil export facility.
I don't know that America has the stomach for it, to be honest with you. You're going to make a fortune, but I don't know that America has the stomach. I think they'd like to see us come home.
There have been more airstrikes by both sides today. UK Defence Minister John Healey resigns.
He wants more money for the British Armed Forces. In his letter of resignation, he tells Prime Minister Keir Starmer, "You have been unable to commit the resources that the nation needs to defend the country at this time of rising threats."
Fox's Jonathan Savage in London. Wholesale inflation at 6.5% annually is the highest in 4 years. America's listening to Fox News.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at WeHelpYouLegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by the good folks at Pass Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. All right, sunshine and a little cooler on your Thursday. Highs in the low 90s. Clear skies tonight, overnight lows in the mid-50s. And then for your Friday, we'll do low 90s again. Upper 80s on Saturday, mid-80s Sunday, upper 80s on Monday, low 90s Tuesday, Wednesday, mid-80s, and upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down. 5:47 a.m., 8:19 p.m., we are at 75 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Linda and Karen will be in, and they're going to be talking about the latest soap opera regarding the cannabis and what's going on here in Pass Robles, including the Ernest Hall situation. The saga continues. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, as we're ready for freedom of speech. And it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Heating up, need to get it done, make sure your AC is working just fine. So they're there for you, 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775. 238-KPRL as we're ready to go and on the backstretch headed for home. Yes, indeed.
The Morning Exchange.
Whatever may be on your minds, it is that simple. Again, if you like one of these pirate posters, let's see here, the water pirates poster, just email me and I'll let you know through the email if you can come by and pick one up. They're pretty cool. They're pretty cool. They will be a collector's item. These are courtesy of Mr. Greg Graywall. So again, kevin@kprl.com. That's all you need to do. I'll let you know sometime this morning after I get off the air if you have won the poster or not. That's simple. That's simple. All right. Many of you have probably heard of the story out of Texas of this Carmelo Anthony kid who's now sentenced to 35 years, I think, to life or 35 years in jail for the stabbing of the high school kid. And apparently, the family used fundraiser money for moving and living expenses. Now, from what I can gather, that there are some questions coming into play regarding this. They had a goal of generating $1.4 million, and they raised just shy of $634,000. And it is, the questions has to do with what was the money used for. Some people are saying this was used, was supposed to be used for legal defense and so forth. But the funds raised are also a range of urgent and necessary means, it says, as a result of the situation, including but not limited to the safe relocation of the Anthony family due to escalating threats to their safety and well-being. Also, basic living cost, transportation, counseling, and other security measures. That all sounds good. But apparently, again, people are looking into, well, I don't know who the people are. And it was supposed to be the fundraiser created to support pretrial needs. And those funds were dispersed over the past year for lawful purposes, including legal defense and family relocation, with the stated purpose now, complete the fundraiser has been closed. Although, again, there are some questions on some of the things that have been purchased, home and maybe even some transportation, i.e. cars and so forth. But once again, that brings into play Chris, I know we've been down this a little bit before on these fun, what are they called? The the GoFundMe stuff.
What about them?
Now, from what I could gather, that, you know, the GoFundMe is the, I guess, the place to go. They're the top ones, I'm assuming. You probably don't mess with this at all.
I've never contributed to a GoFundMe, no.
But is GoFundMe considered the top one?
One of the top ones, yes, or one of the ones that come to mind first.
Okay, and again, I can never remember how. So is the money just through a credit card?
Money?
Well, the people that donate. You know, they have a fundraiser for, you know, whatever situation may be.
I think they just donate out of their own pocket.
Well, but it's through a credit card, I'm assuming.
I don't know what you mean through a credit card.
Well, if you go online to a GoFundMe, you don't pay the computer. You don't slip in dollar bills, right?
No, but it can come out of your bank account or a debit card or a credit card, like you said.
Okay.
So now I understand what you mean.
So now you have to give them a number.
You have to give the website a number, and the website processes it.
Okay, so this is somehow, if because GoFundMe's been around for a while, so the assumption is that it's must be pretty safe.
Like all things you purchase online, you kind of have to have some kind of trust in it.
Yeah, no, I understand that, and but there is a transaction fee of 2.9%.
That's to keep the website running.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so, and again, this has been around, so again, the assumption, but you do have to be careful, because there are more of these popping up, and I don't know what makes people go to one or the other. I don't know if it has to do with the transaction fee or not. But you have to be careful, and one of the things I don't understand about this is, how does the, because let me see, Free Funder, Go Get Funding, GoFundMe, Spot Fund, is there a way where they can verify the accuracy of the plea for money?
That I don't know.
I don't understand that. If anybody out there does, please illuminate us, because I've never done this, and I never would. Just not comfortable with it. If I know the situation or the people personally, that would be the way to go. But as far as going to this, well, because if you know the person, then you know the story is legitimate, and you know there may or may not be a legitimate need and so forth. But from what I've seen, and again, very little, because I came across something yesterday online, that people are asking for a lot of things online, which, again, it's people's money. They can decide what to do it, but, you know, such as weddings, graduations, a family needs extra money, they go online for the GoFundMe, et cetera, et cetera. So, but again, it's up to the individual if they want to give the money. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. I just listened to a review online about this whole GoFundMe thing. How it's done is people just donate with a credit card, and it goes into a fund which people can withdraw from. But the reason the money was just rescinded, because not so much the family was squandering it on things that didn't involve what it was sent for. It was sent specifically for the defense of Carmelo Anthony, and when he was convicted, there was no longer a defense need. So the money was taken back. Now the people are free to do another GoFundMe to help the family, but it's not the same thing.
Okay, from what I recall, you have given online to a GoFundMe?
Yeah, when Justin Davis passed, my doctor, my friend, we all donated money towards his children's scholarship fund.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's easy to do. It's voluntary. You log on to a website, and you tell them how much you want to give, and you give them a credit card. Then when it goes into account, and then when it's verified that it's there, you can go ahead and withdraw from it if you're the designated recipient.
Okay, so the question that I asked Chris is, how, you know, other than, you know, the story with Dr. Davis, obviously you knew him, and many of us here in the community knew him. So that's legit. But how do these sites know that it's a legitimate need?
I don't think they know. If they, someone puts a post up and says, I want money for this reason, then I don't know who's in charge of verifying whether it's a legitimate need. There was a legitimate need to fund, have a defense fund for this young man. Unfortunately, he was found guilty.
Well, he would have been provided an attorney anyway.
Well, yeah, but he rather than get a DA, he got some high dollar guy who had a tough road to hoe, since the fact that it was pretty much obvious you don't take a knife to a track meet and stab somebody with it and call it self-defense. That was my take on the situation. I know a friend of mine's daughter got suspended because she had a Swiss Army knife in her backpack that she left after a weekend camping trip.
I'm sorry, she what?
She was suspended because they found the Swiss Army knife in her backpack.
This was in school?
Yes, here locally.
Okay, so through a metal detector or somebody saw it?
I think someone suspects that she had some contraband in her, so she was searched, and they found it. She was a targeted person because she had a history, but it was a totally innocent event. She forgot to take it out of the back, other than that. So why do you even need to take a 5-inch knife to a track meet?
I don't know. I realize that things are a lot different, but, I think most of us guys back in the day, we had a pocket knife with us.
Yeah, we did, but things are different now.
All right. Now, I want to back up. When you say that this young lady that was suspended, then there was a history. Was it a history of her getting in trouble, or was it a history with her and some other people?
It was just a history. She was having a tough time getting through school, and she was known to be a dissident, I guess we'll call her.
Okay. And so just suspended for a day or two, or what?
I think it was a week, and then it went on a permanent record that she was carrying a weapon at school and blah, blah, blah.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
this is recent. This was in our local community, and this wasn't recent. This was years ago, but I still know that I know the family because the woman was a divorcee, and she asked me to help present herself at the meeting with the principal, and there was a dead end street.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I don't know how much can be disclosed on somebody's record when they're a juvenile.
I don't know. I think it's on your academic record. If that's what's going on, it didn't bother her because she didn't finish school. So, but I think if those things can go on your academic record, I think if you should try to apply to a higher educational system.
Okay. Well, maybe lesson learned for the young lady.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's still learning, believe me.
Well, there is this saying that there's some people that just never learn, right?
Some people have a different way of viewing life, and they're victims all the time, and they're angry because of it.
Well, it's a lot of times because they just never, I guess this is too simple, but they never figure it out.
Well, that's probably a good way of putting it. But back again, I think now they're talking about raising another fund for the family of Mr. Anthony, because they're being, there's a huge backfire from the black community saying he got railroaded, but it seemed to me if the jury took less than 2 hours to deliberate a guilty sentence, it was pretty straightforward.
He stabbed another teenager in the chest.
And I'm proud to say that. He says, touch me and see what happens.
Yeah, so, I guess there's some people can just do whatever they want, and people will back them to the nth degree.
Well, it's just terrible how it's gotten everything now with the look on the basis of color. When it was, wouldn't matter what color each person was, the same guilty verdict would have been rendered.
Yeah, well, that's the that's by design, by the way.
Design in the way of
everything must be race.
It seems to be the case anymore.
Yeah, we should excuse, or there's an excuse based on what your race is, on why they did it, the ramifications, et cetera, et cetera, and that's just not way to have a civil society.
No, rather than relations getting better, we even elected a black president, they've gotten worse.
Well, okay, so let me see. Michelle Obama's famous comments. What were they? The first time
she was proud to be American.
Okay, now. And so that took place in 2004 or 6, whatever, when he was elected. So the United States of America elected a black president.
Yes.
All right. And in the 1980s, what was the, if not the most popular television show on the air?
Cosby.
Right. Who was the... one of the most famous athletes in the world and sold a lot of goods?
Well, it could have been Jesse Owens or it could have been Jackie Robinson.
No, I'm talking about in the 80s.
Oh, Ollie?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, yeah.
So we were a racist country. And what was one of the top-rated TV talk shows?
Oprah.
Right. I think all three of those were black.
Right.
So, right. And I've never watched the Oprah show, but I've obviously have seen some clips of it and some promos back in the day. And I may be mistaken, but it looked like the majority of the audience was white.
I think I've seen some of those clips myself.
Right. So. Yeah. So we have three people who became extremely wealthy and loved, and yet...
Well, it's just as I think Candace Owens said once, every 4 years, when there's an election cycle, race becomes a factor.
Yeah, because the flame is there for a reason.
They're using it to their... Yep.
And I think many cases, it's to keep the ignorant.
Well, when I see some of the interviews on the street, I think we're doing a good job of keeping people ignorant.
Yeah. Yep. All right, Doc. Thanks for the help.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. According to this on the email, GoFundMe does not verify the legitimacy of a fund, nor do they have any control of how that money is used. They could take a trip to Europe on the money if they choose. Well, again, it's up to each and every person out there if they want to do it or not. So, I would be definite not on that. Let's see here. Okay, what else do we have here? Oh, another person would like the Water Pirate poster. Okay, well, I will let the folks know if they want this Water Pirate poster. When I get off, well, not directly when I get off the air. But anyway, be careful when you go on to this, just like you should be on the internet in general, whether these charities or whatever you're doing, because there's things out there. Now, you know, one of the things regarding these type of GoFundMes is that they're hidden deductions. I already mentioned that the processing fee, plus there could be a fixed transaction fee, and... Sites like GoFundMe have generated controversy by auto-generating unapproved donation pages for over 1 million nonprofits using public data, creating confusion about where the money actually goes. Okay, so again, I don't understand. Well, I shouldn't say I don't understand it. I don't know why would people that would want to do that. Anyway, okay. So let's see, what else do we have here other than the dangers of that or anything online? For those of you, something to think about here, because there's EV news. General Motors is letting some EV owners sell their electricity back to the U.S. power grid. And they have these, it's going to be a test run with GM's, some of their employees. So it's a software update that allows these electric vehicle owners to send power back to the electric grid. What it does is the update allows owners of GM vehicle-to-home energy system, which allows the EV to power the home during a blackout. the expanded capability of sending electricity to the power grid. Now, owners of the system would be able to sell power from their vehicle back to the utility providers at times when demand is high, with GM getting a portion of the proceeds. EVs are viewed as an untapped resource for balancing the electric grid to meet surging demand from the my buddy AI, Al data centers, as well as extreme weather events. So, again, technology continues to go forward or backwards, depending on your point of view. Let's see here on the text, and I've had some just, I don't know if there's trouble or something, because this text, sometimes it comes in, sometimes it doesn't. Is there any way you can verify a school bond plea for money, like whether there is asbestos, lead paint, and mold that must be mitigated? Well, that's a very interesting question, and it has been a topic of conversation. And my best suggestion is tomorrow when Kenny and Darsha are in, to ask Kenny directly, because he has addressed this on several occasions on what some people consider the scare tactic through the school district on this bond, which, again, the total would be $400 million plus the other three bonds, as Greg mentioned this morning. So, and remember, it's not based on, when you hear the term, well, it's $29 a year. That's based on your home value of, on the $100,000. So if your home is worth $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, please keep that in mind. And also, if you're just joining us, remember this, that I mentioned this morning. Grover Beach has the highest property taxes by city in the county. This is from the county clerk recorder. Now, areas of Paso Robles have the highest property taxes by location. Based on all tax rate returns within the county limits, two areas in Paso Robles share the highest property tax rates in the county. Something to think about. Something to think about. And speaking about school, as I've mentioned over the years, I get this, I don't know if it's monthly or quarterly, whatever, but it's called California Educator. And it's from the, I'll just say it's primarily, it's a teachers union guide. So what they're asking for, and this goes back to the event, well, it's an annual event, so it's not necessarily mean to be a negative, but the fully funded schools, they have a little headline here, fully funded schools, ensuring all public schools, healthcare, and housing are fully funded. That's what they're looking for. Again, the healthcare and housing are fully funded. This is from the California Educator. Again, something to think about and be aware of when you make decisions on giving any government entity more money for whatever it may be. All right, let's see here quickly, to have anything in today in history that would... Well, the first major league pitcher to pitch consecutive no-hit, no-run games, Johnny Vandermeer, did that with the Cincinnati Reds way back when. Two games in a row, shut out Boston 3-0, and then a couple of days after that, shut out the Brooklyn Bums 6-0. Again, 1938 that took place. And this day in 1949, the best ever in country music. Hank Williams made his first appearance on the Grand Ole Opry. He sang Lovesick Blues. And as a matter of fact, that performance earned him 6 encores. But as many of you know, Hank didn't last too long on the Grand Ole Opry because of, well, old habits don't die very easily. At least they didn't do for Hank.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. San Luis Obispo police responded to a call yesterday morning about a suspected domestic violence incident. Police determined the suspect, Jeremy Alt, had assaulted a female victim at a residence on the 300 block of South Street. Officers negotiated for him to leave the residence, and eventually he was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail. Central Coast candidate for State Insurance Commissioner Stacey Corzgaden officially announced her concession earlier this week. As of this morning, she received 1.2 million votes. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 74 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have Linda George on, and they'll be stirring the cauldron again about the latest charges against the cannabis seller, whatever it's called, Ernest Hall. So enjoy that. Continue to stay cool and hydrated, yourself and your animals. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep the cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.